We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer. So through accessing mind, body, spirit parts of you, it's really important to have coping skills, to have techniques. And today I wanted to share one of my friends and colleagues, Christina Cole, who's with me today. And we're going to talk about the ways that you can use techniques and skills that help you cope, that you don't need to have anything else around you but your own body. So welcome, Christina.
Hey, thank you, Teresa. It's so good to be here.
It is so good to be here. I'm so glad you're here. And I know that you are really big into taking care of yourself, taking care of your mind, body, spirit. And so one of the ways, I know that you just recently got back from a wonderful Puerto Rican retreat where you facilitated breath work. And so I'm intrigued because that is something that people can really access and work on their own. So I'd like you to share a little bit, first off, about your journey to breath work and how you found it.
Okay. Well, I actually, back in 2012, I had some huge transitions in my life. And I guess you could say the deep awakening that there's more. There's so much more, and I'm not even touching the surface of where I need to be. So I traveled for a whole year, and then I jumped into yoga. I had a hairstylist who was a good friend who mentioned, you should go to yoga. And I'm like, I never even thought of it, like never even like heard about it. And this yoga studio that's huge now in Des Moines had just opened up for a year. And so I got in, and of course, the first session, I'm bawling on my yoga mat, and I go like gangbusters into a power two class, which is like hot yoga and intense. And it was like second nature. So I immediately jumped into yoga teacher training, and this was 2013. And then by Thanksgiving, that was about September 2013, come Thanksgiving, a lady that I worked with invited me to a spiritual retreat out in the boonies. And I'm like, sure, why not? Let's do it. You know, I'm single. At this point, I was living at my mom's house in a huge transition. Like I had left a former partner who I was engaged to be married with. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And that's when I met my now children's father. And really dived into a huge journey of learning about energy, learning about my angels, which if you have been on any of Teresa's podcasts, I'm sure you've already learned a lot about angels and all of the great, sustainable ways that we can take care of ourselves, which is why I'm here now to talk about that. And when I started having my children, I found myself, when my son came along, in a total freeze dorsal state, a trauma response, unconsciously aware of at that time, there was a huge another transition that was happening in my life. And I was very conflicted inside. I was at war. I felt like I was just doing the day-to-day things to get by. I wasn't able to maintain a yoga practice, like through my daughters, I was always in yoga still, but when my son came on, it was a total different ball game. And I'm so introspective, have been my entire life. So I was very self-aware that something's off. Something's off. This isn't working. I was still doing my business because I had a yoga studio. I opened a yoga studio actually and was teaching yoga and going the motions, but like was not feeling enthusiastic and fulfilling on an internal, sincere way. Like it was like, almost like, I'm sure a lot of people that know me thought I was doing just fine. Oh, she's doing great. She's, you know, just doing her thing. She's just powerhousing through. She's a great mom. Inside though, I got so good with masking, my feelings and not knowing how to talk about them, not knowing how to, advocate for myself or even communicate properly. Like there was this void happening where I couldn't even like speak what I was feeling, but I knew like what I was feeling. It was just weird. And so I'm speaking to anyone out there, like if this is stuff that you're experiencing, that there might be something blocked in the subconscious mind or the body that is happening that could be holding you back in your life. And that's what set me on the pathway to breath work. When I started doing breath work in 2019, I was having huge experiences, not breakthroughs in like any big traumas or anything yet, because I was just going to facilitators online via Zoom, which was huge and impactful and really like feeling strong again, like, oh, okay, yeah, like I'm moving something and it felt great. And then late 2021, early 2022, something hit me and I went, oh, there's still work to do. And I jumped into breathwork facilitator training with Alchemy of Breath. And they require an in-depth inner journey for anyone that's going to go this pathway. And to me, that is like living in high integrity, because now we're talking about really having an impact on people's lives. Now, I thought yoga had a huge impact because it really gets you back into your body. And so you can really feel your body, you know, feel yourself. Breathwork was a whole nother thing. In that inner journey, we go through what's called the hero's journey. And what surfaced for me was deep, deep, deep wounding from childhood that I was completely suppressed to, completely unaware of. If you asked me, I would say, my dad wasn't around, but I felt like I had already healed that father wound back in 2012 and 2013 and really had healed my relationship with my dad. And what came up was not, you know, my mom's fault or anybody else's fault, but there was a deep, deep, deep emotional neglect and abandonment because of the way things had to happen, the way things happened. And I was put into daycare 2 weeks old. I was being fed rice cereal to sleep at night because my mom had two children and was primary caregiving for us. My dad wasn't really showing up. My brother's dad wasn't really showing up. And they were young. They were so young. And back then, we didn't have the tools. So I always said, oh my God, my mom loved me to death. You know, I had such a great relationship. But growing up, I always wondered, why is it I don't have the connection like with my mom that I see some of my friends have? And I could not put my finger to it. It's an emotional bond, that emotion, that right. deep emotional connection. And I longed for it my entire life. And I didn't realize that it's because she was so stressed out or whatever was going on for her that she was, you know, found herself being a single mom, really young, with two kids and both of our dads not showing up. Like I couldn't imagine now, you know, that I have two children, but it's interesting when we are on that path of really finding our healing, that the trauma will surface number one, when we're ready. And I found for me, number two, when we come to a place where for me, it was having the second child. I was the second child.
Ah, birth order.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I big picture went, oh my gosh, right? Usually we end up something that we didn't like in our childhood, we'll do the exact opposite. And when we come consciously aware of it, we can go, oh, and I just thought I was naturally innately doing what I was doing. I quit my job when I got pregnant with my daughter and really started enhancing my spiritual business. Slowly, because I really just wanted to be home with my babies, you know, and was supported in that way and could support their dad and his business. And I was in alignment with all of it. So, but I didn't realize that I was unconsciously doing the exact opposite of what my mom did.
Oh, and
she's like, I had to go to work. I had to, and she worked a full-time job. She worked part-time jobs. My brother and I were always watched by other people, which back then they didn't seem like that was a big deal, right? Like family would watch us or whatever. I didn't get the opportunity to build that emotional bond with my mom, though, right. or with a caregiver that birthed, like, you know, was in the home. And so it took me 6 months to integrate that in breathwork facilitator training. Like, and when I mean integration, it's in the spiritual languaging, making it practical. Mm-hmm. Took me 6 months to grieve. And even now, like there was a day a couple of weeks ago, I dropped my kids off at school and I closed the door and turned around and I started bawling. I'm like, more? Okay. I don't know, you know, and I've gotten so good at like, listen, we don't need to know why we're crying. Yeah. We just need to let it come up because that's stored energy that needs to be released. Mm-hmm. So I just asked my guides, I was like, okay, give me one word. What is it? You know, because I want to be sure that I'm not getting caught in depression, which is being caught in ruminating of the past. Or, you know, am I overly anxious, worried about the future? Mm-hmm. I want to be sure that it's something that needs to be nurtured and hold myself in. Mm-hmm. And I heard grief and I'm like, okay, does it ever end?
Let it flow. No. The last breath, right, Christina?
The last breath.
The last breath.
And how, so then coming back to the breath work, mm-hmm. it's like how powerful our breath is. And how many people, I mean, just stop and look around you when you're out eating or when you're walking around, how many people are holding their breath?
Absolutely.
And if you find yourself being somebody that holds your breath often, there's something stored in you that needs to release. Mm-hmm. And so the mindfulness of coming back to our breath. And then also, you know, the more that I can pause and breathe, the more I'm able to respond to a situation instead of
react. Yes. Respond versus react.
Yeah.
So a couple of things about what you said. Thank you so much for sharing. One thing you know, like a lot of times the facade of that we all share, like, you know, cause we all are going through things all the time mm-hmm. in different variations and in different levels, depending upon, you know, what's coming up. Cause the work you're doing now, I'm sure, you know, for you and I understanding about reincarnation, who knows how many lifetimes you set this into motion to be in here in 2019 and on, you'd be opening up as well as a lot of other people now. But a lot of times we can't tell on the surface what we're going through. Like here, I'm all about enthusiasm, but you know, I have my shit moments too. I'll be honest. Yeah, I do. I mean, cause we're all human having experiences, but so I really want to honor that. And that to me is a really big thing. And especially for you listeners out there, knowing wherever you're at and just, you know, honoring the journey you're taking, because I like to say that, you know, it's a big deal that we're right here, right now in this moment, being present, listen to this conversation about taking it to really the next level. And so what I like to we shared about your journey too, Christine, is the fact that you did take it to the next level when you were ready.
Yeah.
And I think that's key. So I like to talk about being ready and timing about, you know, the journeys and moving into like, you know, you moved into breath work, but first it was yoga and it's breath work. So share a little bit about that, about for maybe someone out there that's going, well, I haven't really done much. So where do I start?
Well, number one is just trust and trusting that you've made the clear ask of the universe. If you're listening today, you've made a clear ask of the universe that there's something more for you, number one. And then just trusting the process because it all comes in divine timing. So with the breath work for me, when I finally went, what happened was interesting. I asked the lady in the UK that I was doing online breath work with. There were several different people, and then she's the one that I just really took to, and I just went with it with her and had some huge breakthroughs. And I said, "Who did you train with?" And she told me. So then I go into my email online and whatever to find them, and I noticed that I had been getting emails from that Alchemy of Breath School for like 6 months to 8 months.
Wow.
So I had already, my past self had already somewhere along the lines, put my name in to subscribe to their emails mm-hmm. and then completely forgot about it until I was ready. And when I asked her, who did she train with? And she told me, and I went and I was like, oh my God. So then I searched in my email and noticed like, I don't even remember doing that. But that to me was a sign. And then I just immediately got in and started the journey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's important. Trusting and those signs,
mm-hmm.
because that is oftentimes I found in my own journey where I look back and go, oh my God, they were like how many signs were there? Right. But it's like one of those McFly moments, like
yeah,
the future McFly. Hello. But I also believe that it's in timing, like, you know, you might not have been ready for that until that moment. So let's talk a little bit about, because I love breath work so much too. And it's funny because I've been doing it with people. I have a lady in Montreal who I've been doing it for a couple years with, because like you, you know, being online and obviously now we're moving into being obviously in person, and you just went to the Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like you to share a little bit about, you know, where, what was the overall theme that people brought forth? I mean, I know we're all on individual journeys, but there's usually that kind of a theme that you kind of see percolating in people. And how was that journey there?
So I just co-facilitated a retreat in Puerto Rico in February. And there were, I don't know, four or five, I'd like to say there were four or five, but there was really a lot of us practitioners there on board, supporting and holding and also getting involved. And the retreat was called the Feel Trip. F-E-E-L.
Love it.
Trip. And if you know Puerto Rico, Puerto Rican energy is very much about the Kundalini energy. So really getting you into that feeling, that passion, that fire in a deep understanding way of that, that is the energy that creates. So it's energy, you know, sacral that we need to bring up through the heart space and create with. And so there was a lot of creatives on this trip and a very diverse of people. And so, again, coming back to the trust piece, I facilitated the breath work once a day. And the first couple breath works, primarily bulk of people came. And then there were some days that some, they just needed a break. And that happens, you know, if there's a big breakthrough or they just feel like they're just not ready for more. And so then it dwindled down to like 9 participants. And then there was one that was 5, but with the 5, I actually had, one of the other practitioners come in and help Angel. And she's a Reiki master and does light language and is just a beautiful soul sister here in Des Moines, Iowa. And she ended up coming in and we only had 5 people, but it was that profound and that deep. And it was like, I don't know, day 5. towards the latter part mm-hmm. of it, that facilitating and holding those that came, it was great to have, you know, more support because these are the people willing to go even deeper right now that are ready and need it. And we were by the ocean, so we had all of the elements. It was actually the day of the full moon. Yeah, because we stayed and we did a fire ceremony and we had the full moon and it was really beautiful. There were just a lot of different dynamics. I mean, to really share what the breath work that I do is conscious connected breath work. It's open mouth breathing. So we normally breathe through the nose. Mm-hmm. The open mouth has a different effect and there's like science behind it and everything else. And it's like a rebirthing breath work and also trauma release. And so there's a lot that happens with trauma release, or people will get really, really cold. So we always have blankets so you can cover up, get chills. They can get tetany. They can get clawing of the hands, clawing of the feet. And I always like to invite them to ask, what am I holding on to? Because that's just a sign that the body's ready to let something go.
Interesting. I've never heard it that way.
Yeah. Okay. So trauma can store in many different ways. And just sharing my own story was that it was emotional, wounding, unintentional, right? But it caused belief systems in me of I'm unworthy, I'm a burden, I'm not wanted, all these things that are not true. However, my little baby self, my little inner child, created these belief systems that stuck with me and stored in my unconscious mind because 0 to 7, we're all feeling. And so if things aren't, I mean, there's just this dynamic where for me personally, I feel like I renegotiate with my kids a lot and I talk to them a lot. Others might think I talk too much to them. And I don't, because I have a really good bond with my kids. And I'm giving them language, even when they were, like my daughter's 8 now, even when they were underage, I'm giving them language to pair with a feeling.
Yeah, that's great.
So that they can understand better and not take 42 years of their life to understand feelings and what
they're not have as much.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like whatever.
They're going to have some stuff, yeah, but yeah.
Something, I don't know. So, but you know, and then also, you know, some people like to think, oh, well, trauma is like sexual trauma or physical abuse, or, but it can come in many different ways. You know, there's mental abuse. Like there's so many stories out now like that share that yelling at a child is traumatic. And yet there's still so many people that believe that they have to discipline. I'm like, you are harming their little brains. And I'm not perfect. I've yelled at my kids. It's just a cycle that we're breaking now. It's a cycle. Like, one of the books, The Body Keeps the Score. And, you know, it came out after 2014. So this is very fresh, scientific research coming out that is accurate and mind blowing. If you're really like putting the mind and the body and the soul and all of that together, it really helps us understand that we are living in two worlds at once, and we do need to have that balance. That's why they call it mind, body, soul.
Love it. Yeah, absolutely. So what I hear from you from talking about Puerto Rico is that obviously people showed up different ways, all, you know, to do their work. And it's funny because out in the world and on social media, I've been noticing people all over the place. Like literally there's some from, you know, suicide to, you know, I'm okay. And then there's some people, you know, sharing lots of love and light everywhere. So it's all over the place. But underneath all of us, we do have these wounds. And I know for myself, like I wasn't abused, but I did have an alcoholic dad who was verbally, you know, not nice to my mom a lot of times. And there was obviously some underlying issues my dad had too, and my mom also, that I took on.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. I mean, I'm the same way. Like it was not a Brady Bunch situation, but what is?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's real, I don't think there is one.
And the reason why I'm so passionate about the breath work is because I know for myself, like when I went into facilitator training, I literally, there was a knowingness, like I felt there was more work to do, but my mind, the ego self, was most definitely saying, oh, I'm healed. I'm going to do this. This is so amazing. I love what this is. I'm going to bring it into my practice. Like literally that's what I know that I experienced those thoughts and, that energy. And then when I went through it, it was like, oh, wow. Oh, what? Like it just really, if you talk about humbling somebody, like it really humbles you. And I'm very much more observant and alert to being able to see when somebody's ego is overriding the system. The ego, it's doing that just to protect.
Absolutely.
And it learns in childhood. You know, some people, they have this dynamic where they just lie and then now they believe their lies. Mm-hmm. And that started in childhood. And, you know, the talk, like the big label that got thrown out there started, I think it really started being coming to light in 2018, 2019 is the terminology narcissism.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or the label narcissism. Mm-hmm. And really it's coupled with bipolar disease, multiple personality disorder. You can even go to ADHD and these other labels. They're all from trauma. And ADHD is not even, it's not even a bad thing. Like those are highly gifted people. Autism, highly gifted people.
On the spectrum, highly gifted.
Highly gifted people.
Absolutely, yes.
Just ultra sensitive. And so you have to go back to the birth story or their past lives. Like what did they bring in with them? And the more and more that we can, as a collective, understand this stuff, the more and more we can show up compassionately, the more and more we can show up authentically. I feel like there's a lot of, spiritual bypassing that happens. And, I can't think of the word. You were talking about like all the love and light, right?
Fluff.
All the fluff.
I call it fluff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like woo-woo fluff.
Yeah.
And that's okay. There's place for woo-woo fluff.
It is.
You know, we need some woo-woo fluff, right?
It is. But you know, and then you hear about like, oh, you got to do your shadow work. Well, all that is in the simplicity is accepting the dark parts of yourself, mm-hmm. is accepting your past for what it is accepting the habits or the tendencies that are not serving you well, and not trying to just completely throw them out and change them and be like, oh, I'm just going to do my affirmations and I'm going to do love and light. And I'm going to do all these nice things and it's just going to go away. Well, unfortunately it's not, because it's stuck in the, I mean, if we have things stored in the unconscious mind or in the body system, that's still going to run the show. And what, let's not even talk about the secret and manifestation. I mean, how many people then get mad because it never worked for them and they don't understand? It's because what's underneath,
right?
What's underneath that you haven't looked at?
It's like the inner, starts inside.
What's inside that, and breath work can take you there. And it's a tool you can do at home. You don't even have to buy anything for it.
So let's talk about, okay, so if someone's out there listening and they're like really stressed, or, you know, something just happened, what is a quick breath work technique that you would share with them that they could use like immediately just to calm down?
Well, so first I'm going to say there's a book by Dan Brulé called Breathe. And it talks about like 21 different breath practices. So there's not one right way. You can do it however you want. The conscious connected breath work is literally, you can set a timer for 3 minutes. Okay. 3 minutes, and sit there and do a conscious connected breath work for 3 minutes. It's a big inhale through the mouth and exhale. And you're visualizing bringing the air down into your stomach, which the stomach just blows up because the diaphragm is pushing it out, right? We breathe into our diaphragm, but we call it belly breathing. And you want to visualize like you're blowing your stomach and your sides and your back 360 degree up like a balloon, and then exhale, release. So just, I like to remember, because the mind wants to be on something too. If you're focusing on your breath, you can also, when you're getting going with the breath, think it takes will to breathe in. So a nice forceful breath in, right? We're only living because we have breath.
Right.
So nice forceful inhale, and then it takes surrender to let go. So like you're letting go of that balloon, and that balloon's just gonna naturally let the air out. That's what I want you guys to do, is just naturally let the air out. There's no breaks at the top, no breaks at the bottom, just inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. 3 minutes. See how that shifts things for you.
Nice. Easy breezy. And you can do it at home. You don't need any tools besides your own breath.
Yep.
And I like that, you know, we started with people are holding their breath, and that causes all kinds of things in your body, and as well as holding patterns from previous, from, you know, this lifetime, previous lifetimes. And the ability to let go is really key.
Yeah.
The ability to let go. That's, let's talk a little bit about your, let's switch the rails.
Okay.
Let's go a little different direction now, because I love what we just talked about. And, you recently did a collaborative book.
Yes.
Called Dancing Through Darkness, okay. Stories of Healing and Light. You and, we'll see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six of us.
Six people, yeah. Six authors. And I'll just hold it up here for the YouTube viewers to see the book. And I will obviously have the link in the show notes to check it out. But share a little bit about this. Now, I read it, so it's a wonderful book. I love the stories. So for me, the stories really highlighted that you can make it through anything. Mm-hmm. And so I want you to share why you created this book with 5 other beautiful authors.
Well,
the journey.
So I started my own internal breath work in 2019. And if I remember correctly, there was a big group of us, like 15, 22 people that signed up to do a book deal together, with a lady. I'm not going to name any names. And I early on, and this is my story, it's the introduction of the book because it felt in alignment and it's what checked with spirit to put in the book. I early on felt something off. And that's me really tapping into working with my angels and my inner world and trusting what I'm picking up on. I knew something was off. I was getting ready to get on the second call and I got a no. And I'm like, it's a no. And another interesting thing, I had been on the fence sitting with Balboa Press for a year in my email. Here's this whole email thing again.
Fence so sitting. All your stuff comes through your emails. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the emails.
Fence sitting for a year with doing a book deal with Balboa Press. And so because I wanted to stay commitment in the fact that I love to write and I am meant to be a writer and there's more in me to write, the day that I said no, it's a no-go, and I pulled out of the book deal. And I was blessed because I asked early on if there was a payment plan or something else because I really wanted to be in it. There was no way I was going to pay the $5,000 upfront. I didn't have it. There was no way. And because I asked, so again, my thrust in life is my inner joy is bleeding and possibilities. Well, you don't know if you don't ask. So I asked, and I was able to get in. Unfortunately, all the other women put $5,000 down up front. And I say, unfortunately, because what ended up happening, they went the whole journey. Well, so the same day I went into Balboa Press and I paid my first payment plan with Balboa Press because I was so committed to what I knew I needed to do. I didn't know what the first story was going to be. I still have four stories that I've started and a very prominent one that still hasn't fully grounded, but I know what it's going to be. I knew. And I'm like, I'm committing this to myself. So I did it that day and pulled out of the book. So fast forward a couple of years, maybe. And they were about to launch the book and they had the launch party and everything. And the lady Forced Bourget, or however you say it, went bankrupt. None of them got any of their money back. I'm hearing this on the sideline because one of the authors is a dear friend of mine and colleague. And immediately when she was sharing it with me, I was covered in chills. And she and another author had pulled out like a couple months prior to, because they finally were like, this is not, we can't, this isn't happening. And even though they were out their money, they ended up pulling out of the book deal before the book deal flopped. So there they were celebrating this book that there was no book. And when she was sharing it with me, I just got covered in chills and I'm like, this is what it's for.
Dancing through darkness.
Yeah. And so by then I had gone my big journey through breath work and now was in my facilitator training when I connected with the women and I offered them this book deal with Balboa Press. Mm-hmm. And five of them took to it, and it took quite a while because even through that, I hit a lot of resistance because I was on my own deep inner journey work and motherhood and everything, and recognizing where I was showing up amateur. And it's all in there as the introduction. But I really wanted to support the women in their profound stories that they put so much heart and soul into writing and getting out there to you people. Or anyone that wants to read about it. I mean, there's loss of a baby. There's grief, talking all about grief. There's sexual trauma. There's just, it's a powerful book, and it's a powerful read to just really let people know that you can overcome and get through anything. It is possible. And I feel like it's a very easy read.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What I liked about it, and I like the collaboration. So I love doing, you know, the collaborating is because there's more power behind it.
Yeah.
It's a win-win-win. And I like that you guys just all support each other and held light as, you know, you went through and obviously shared the story. So very profound. And I know it's on Amazon.
And Balboa Press. Then I'm pretty sure that I got the link working on my actual website, ChristinaCole.com, to purchase it there. One more thing I wanted to say, because we were also talking about sustainability, the tools and techniques that make it sustainable for you to do some healing at home. If you are in a place that you feel limitation financially, which is just a belief system that we're going to break down. Each story, the woman share what helped them get through, you know,
nice, yeah.
What tools you can utilize in the comfort of wherever you are. So there's a lot of resources in the book as well.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful book. So let's talk a little bit about, Christina, what you're doing now in the world, how you can support the listeners, the watchers out there, if they want to get in touch with you. And you're obviously ChristinaCole.com. We'll have that. We'll have everything in the show notes. But just if you want to share in your own words how people can connect with you and what you offer.
Well, a lot of it's getting grounded onto the website because as of this last March month, I have integrated, there's going to be offerings of 4-day retreats once a month. October is going to be a longer retreat, I believe, maybe possibly. All of them are co-facilitated. I'm not interested in doing anything alone. I love the collaboration and having a team of, I call them angels, and we are all gifted in our own ways. And we all just really, I don't know, it's just so beautiful to like bring everyone's gifts in and work together in that way. So starting May, there's May, June, July, August, September, they're local retreats here in Iowa. In October, there's going to be a retreat in Arizona with just one other co-facilitator and a food guru to do the food. The ones here are, there's a combination of us, core team that did the field trip in Puerto Rico. So we're coming together and we're going to do some powerful retreats together consistently. And then there's going to be offering for a field trip in Puerto Rico in November, we're grounding, and then another offering in February. As of right now, there's a 2-month break, December, January. A lot of people have a lot of holiday stuff and everything else going on. I do offer a free online group breathwork session once a month, the third Sunday of every month at 4 p.m. And it's online and it's the same link every single month. And then
can I find that? Is that on Facebook or
that is, yeah, that's on my website. It's okay. On Facebook somewhere.
We'll have that link
yes.
too.
It'll be there.
We'll have all the links.
Yeah. It is on my website under breathwork.
Okay.
Third Sunday every month, 4 p.m. I do a monthly regrouping call. So there's these powerful calendars that I utilize with Wayshowers College, and there's two sets. There's two different calendars. I like to put them together and use them. You don't have to be using these calendars. I invite you to come to the calls regardless if you're using the calendars. You might get inspired to use the calendars because they are profound. I see myself as somebody, like once I started my own business, I went, okay, I'm one of those that fires myself daily. I fire myself daily. I'm like, I don't get it. When I worked for somebody else, I would go in. It took me years to understand what was going on. Mm-hmm. Energy, mm-hmm. Energetics.
Right.
I am so feminine, so in the flow that like I had to go, how do I create a structure for my business? Oh my God.
Important. That structure, no. That grounding. Yeah.
Oh, now I get it. Because when I worked for other people, they had their business structure, whether I saw it or not, it was set in place.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, I mean, I learned so much about energy and my angels through Wayshowers College. It's profound. I was like, oh, this is why I'm firing myself every day. Do I hire somebody then to make a structure for me? How do I do angels? I need help. I don't know how to, I need a working calendar. So then Wayshowers College created this working calendar and I was like, oh, well now I have two calendars. What? This doesn't mean, okay, fine. We'll make it work. We'll make it work. We'll put them together. And they're profound because one is like really being in the flow of energy that comes into the universe. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is like this amazing working calendar that I love. And I experimented with it. I did it when it first came out for a whole year. And I love to experiment because I want to know, does it really work? Or is this like, I don't know. So then I didn't do it for a year and I went, oh, well, that wasn't successful at all.
Right.
So I need to get back to the calendars. And now once a month, I facilitate a workshop for these calendars and a monthly regrouping every month for these calendars. I just had mine last night. It was amazing. We go 90 minutes, sometimes 2 hours, depends on who shows up. I know. I'm so flow feminine that like, unless you say, Christina, it needs to be in a timing, I have challenges.
So you have some wonderful offerings.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, we'll have all the links in the show notes. So if you guys can connect with Christina, see what her newest retreats are, what's coming up locally if you're here in Iowa, or again, if you're out in the world, you can connect with her at different places. And so, Christina, I really just want to thank you so much for coming on today and, you know, talking about the coping skills, your beautiful breath work, your journey. And it means a lot to me because there are so many places that we could give our time to these days. But being here in this moment and offering your journey and your words and your energy to the listeners out in the world is priceless. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And, you know, if you want to hop on privately one-on-one, obviously that's huge bread and butter. One-on-one has profound results. So if you can't catch me in a group setting, I just wanted to throw out there the group offering of breathwork because some people want to try it out first before they really hop in. The one-on-one or the group in person, there will be pop-ups in person coming up in Des Moines and around surrounding areas as well, because people are really seeking that and really wanting that personal touch. So that's going to be coming up as well. heal.me/thelighthouse is my other.
Okay. Make sure you give that to us so we can put it. Yep. Give it to my editor, Tom.
It's in the email.
We'll put it in there.
It's in the email.
Oh, we're good. We're good. Thanks again so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And thank you all for listening to another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. I loved having Christina on today. And as you listeners hear me say every week, just remember that life is too short to not be enthusiastic about your unique journey.
Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.